Michel Tournet died on the 3rd of March, 1871. His sons and grandsons continued to lead the business successfully. In the following years, as well as new stores, three new factories were opened. In 1872, the factory in Szczecin with two subsidiaries. In 1880, the factory in Polish Radomsku. In 1889, the factory in Frankenberg-Eder, which still exists today, as well as six steam-powered sawmills and several branches in Bystrzycy. Amongst the classic chair types which went into production after 1871, model number 18 deserves a mention, as it became a bestseller in the restaurant trade, as well as number 14. It also caught on as the South American chair in Latin America. A new series of simplified chair types, whose rear legs and backrest consist of three parts, not one as was the case previously, were added to the range in 1886. Chair number 56 and variations of this model were very successful. The furniture set number 51, with its diagonally reinforced leg construction, is presumably August Tournet's design, one of Michel's sons. In this set, his technical way of thinking is plain to see. Even whilst Michel Tournet was still alive, the construction of new machines was one of his son's tasks. He rationalized important steps of the bending process, constructed, amongst other things, a machine to bend the seat rings, and in 1877 had the first veneer wood seats made as an alternative to wicker work.